This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to one composer's take on another composer's music in Ferruccio Busoni's Fantasia on J.S. Bach for piano. Busoni grew up in a family of musicians, and his mother was his first piano teacher. His father was a professional clarinetist, and he took over his son's musical education by the time he was seven. Now, like I said, he was a clarinetist, not a pianist. And later, Busoni said, "My father knew little about the piano and was erratic in rhythm, so he made up for these shortcomings with an indescribable combination of energy, severity, and pedantry." Well, that combination obviously worked, and Busoni ended up at the Vienna Conservatory by the age of nine, getting rave reviews by music critics, and even the composer and virtuoso world-famous around Europe, Franz Liszt. But even though he moved on to different teachers, one thing his father taught him stayed with him, which was his love of Bach. "I have to thank my father for the good fortune that he kept me strictly to the study of Bach in my childhood," is the way Busoni put it. And he became an expert on Bach, publishing collections of transcriptions and adaptations of Bach pieces for piano. And some of these weren't really strict adaptations. He'd even slip his own compositions inspired by Bach into those collections. And this is something that Busoni did a lot. He took liberties with other composers' music, and he wrote his own music using their themes and their melodies, including this piece. And as you might imagine, a lot of people have had a problem with this. If you're transcribing a piece, say, from organ to piano, which is what Busoni did with a lot of the Bach pieces, you're supposed to take what Bach wrote for organ, and then you make it work on the piano. That's it. But Busoni was more interested in the spirit of the music, which can get lost if you switch the instrument it's played on. And he wasn't afraid to change things around in order to fit what he saw as the essence of the piece. And there's something else, too. The whole idea of total adherence to what was written on the page was not necessarily the case in Bach or Mozart's day. Improvisation and adaptation was a huge part of what they both did, but of course, we only ever see what ends up getting written down, and following that might not have been what actually they themselves would have done. And again, it's a question of the spirit versus the letter of the law. One critic who heard him play around a bit with a Mozart concerto said that he was an absolute purist in not confining himself strictly to Mozart's written text. Busoni's father died in 1909, and the best way he knew to memorialize the man who introduced him to Bach was to write a piece based around three Bach pieces. They're all sacred works for the organ with names like "Christ, You Who Are the Bright Day" and "Praise Be to Almighty God," the kind of thing that you'd hear right before a church service. That and the markings that Busoni wrote on the music, like "Eternal Peace" right at the end, really give it the feeling of a funeral service, both a somber reflection on death and a celebration of life. Here's Stefano Ligorati with Busoni's Fantasia on J.S. Bach. Thank you. It's such a beautiful piece and a great way to memorialize a man that obviously meant a lot to Busoni as a musician. And he later wrote to his mother, the piece dedicated to the memory of Babbo, what he called his father, is written from the heart, and all those who have heard it were moved to tears without knowing of its intimate destination. Thanks to Stefano Ligarati for putting that up on museopen.org, and thank you for listening. If you have a chance, please go on to Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, wherever it is that you're getting this podcast, and rate and review it. It would really help out a lot. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to be taking a trip down a river through the center of Prague with Bedřich Smetana's The Moldau. See you then.